All right, time for Fan Mail Friday, where we'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and feedback to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this isn't a great place to start because most of our content is much more in-depth and a lot longer format. So check out the best of at theartofcharm.com/best or the fundamentals toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. That's where we've got the fundamentals of body language, nonverbal communication, negotiation, networking, and everything else we teach here at The Art of Charm. All right, let's do it.
Dear Jordan, I always get bored with women I date and in record time. Is there something wrong with me? Signed, Shifty Eyed.
Hey, Shifty. Not really. Not a whole lot wrong with you, if anything. Some guys just don't function well in long-term relationships. You might just not be ready for one. And of course, there's the possibility that you just haven't found the right girl yet. Whatever the issue is, just don't sweat it. Be honest with the women that you're dating and everything will be fine. At the end of the day, we all have to do what is best for us, and it's best to do that before you get into something deep that you don't want to be in. If this is a recurring pattern and you're over the age of, say, 30, then check in with a therapist just to see what might be going on. This is especially important if maybe your parents didn't have a very functional relationship either. It's best to nip these problems in the bud before they get too consuming. Good luck with it. Keep us posted.
Dear Jordan, I feel sort of silly even writing about this, but I'm a chubby dude. Fat, even. My problem isn't that. I'm actually pretty okay with it. My problem is that I only really like super hot women. I'm talking 9+ or nothing at all. Am I being realistic, or do I need to lower my expectations? Signed, Lip Up, Fatty.
Hey, Lip Up. Well, first of all, we don't use the 1 to 10 scale at The Art of Charm. Rather, I'm more of a fan of the 0 to 1 binary scale, where a 0 is no and a 1 is yes. Basically, look, if she's attractive enough that you want to get to know her better, there's no need in assigning her a number. I think it's weird and unproductive and kind of gross. So hopefully you follow me on that one. But to address your other question, it basically needs to be broken down into two parts. First, it's worth mentioning that there are tons of women out there that like bigger guys. However, men are more obsessed with looks than women, so what you need to remember is that there are other ways to quote-unquote sell yourself, such as confidence, which you appear to have, and a sense of humor, which, based on your brief email, I'm guessing you have at least a little bit of. A lot of guys out there have a hard time believing this, and that's another topic altogether, but your personality and social skills are going to be the thing that closes the deal, and that's where AOC and everything we teach here, especially in our toolbox, comes in. So don't worry as much about it as you are. But hey, man, if it's going to help your health and it's going to help your confidence, then go for it. Figure it out. Lose the weight. Get in shape. You won't regret that.
Hey, Jordan. So I've met a great woman and I really want to have a relationship with her. She's attractive, intelligent, and has her life together. The problem? She lives in another country on the other side of the world. We can see each other a few times a year, but I'm not sure that I can hack it in a long-distance relationship like that over the long term. Advice? Signed, International Lover.
Hey, this is a tough one. A friend of mine was in a similar situation very recently, though, so I've got some sort of hands-on experience seeing how guys make this stuff work. Here's the good news. You can totally make a long-distance relationship work. The bad news is it's not going to be easy, but nothing worth doing ever is. If you're going to be with this woman, you need to commit fully to the situation, whatever it is that the two of you decide on. You better lay out some firm ground rules early on with regard to what you expect from one another, and you need to stick to those rules. Staying in contact is easier than ever, and you need to make an effort to do that via Skype or WhatsApp. That's a way you can text internationally using 3G so you don't incur huge phone bills, or LTE or whatever it is now, so you don't have huge phone bills. And finally, it's important that you be completely honest with her. Follow all of these and always have a plan on when you're going to see each other next, and everything should be more or less fine. But bear in mind, you've got to have a light at the end of that tunnel or it can get emotionally exhausting.
Sai writes, I don't have enough time to listen. Can you make shorter episodes that are more condensed?
Hey, Sai, no. Let me rephrase that. Heck no. The amount of work required to do even this type of episode is absolutely insane. A lot of people don't know this, but you can speed up the podcast to play it at 1.5 the speed or double speed if you don't have time to listen at regular speed. But there's just no way we're going to put in even more work to help people who are not willing to invest back in themselves even by taking the time to absorb us. Not going to happen.
Dear Jordan, I've kind of got a thing for black girls. I've never actually dated one before. I'm just super attracted to them and find myself less and less interested in white girls. Do you have any advice for how I can talk to black women and get them to go home with me? Signed, Curious Cal.
Hey, curious. I'm going to assume that you're asking me this because you're a regular old white guy just like me. We did a podcast on this recently, but basically the long story made short is there's no way to quote unquote pick up black women. There's just techniques that create attraction between you and pretty much any woman. So put simply, whether or not it works on a specific person says much more about what you are when you relate to others than it does about her or her specific culture. Sure, there might be nuances between cultures that shouldn't be ignored, but you'll learn those as you go along, and the basics are much more important than anything I could communicate here on Fan Mail Friday. So best of luck with that, and just stop thinking about it, and you'll probably be fine.
Hey, Jordan. I did something that I never do this weekend. I hooked up with a random girl while out of town on business. That's not really a bad thing, but I wasn't terribly responsible. We had unprotected sex. What's more, I have no idea if she was on the pill or anything. Basically, the only thing I know about her is her first name, so there's no way of contacting her about pregnancy if that's where it goes. I guess my question is, what, if anything, do I do at this point? Signed, Remorseful in Reno.
Hey, Remorseful, listen, you're right. You are not terribly responsible. The first thing you need to do is get over that. People make mistakes all the time, and in the grand scheme of things, this probably isn't the biggest mistake you could have made. But there are a couple things that are unavoidable when talking about this. First, pregnancy. You don't know how to get a hold of her, so that's kind of out of your hands at this point. I generally urge men in your situation to exchange information in the event that you need to deal with an emergency like this, whatever that might mean in the situation. Of course, there's also the specter of disease hanging over you right now, and you can't be terribly jazzed about that either. Here's the good news. Your chances of getting a sexually transmitted infection that you can't get rid of are pretty slim, but you owe it to yourself and your future partners to get checked out ASAP. Unfortunately, along with ASAP, it'll be a few weeks before anything will actually show up, so my advice is to call a clinic or your primary care provider and tell them what you just told me. They'll be able to give you the skinny on getting yourself checked out and, if need be, getting treated. Until then, keep it in your pants so you don't spread anything. Best of luck and keep your head up. Speaking of worrying about your you-know-what falling off, this week, our weekly video is kind of about worrying. When it's effective and when it's not, and how we can break the habit of worry and replace it with something new and more effective. A link to the video with the blog post can be found at theartofcharm.com/FMF42. I hope you enjoyed that, and don't forget, you can reach us at friday@theartofcharm.com. We read everything, and we'd love to hear from you. Quick shout out to Franklin in Brazil. Got a new job down there and listens to AOC to help keep a connection to the homeland. Proud to be that connection for you, Franklin. Are you in a strange land listening to my familiar voice? If so, hit me up. I'd love to shout you out on the show. More from AOC at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Get out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and more at theartofcharmpodcast.com.